The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, good to see you. It's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. These are great. To me, summertime means cherry season. When they're ripe and juicy, there's nothing better. A heavy-duty thunderstorm can wreak disaster on a cherry crop, though. After one passes through, the plump fruit soon looks anything but delicious. That caught the attention of Dane in Australia. He wants to know, why do cherries burst when it rains? The whole point of the skin of a cherry is to keep that from happening, right? The smooth, slippery envelope protects the fruit from falling prey to funguses or microbes, and water usually slides just right off of one. But the thunderstorms feared by fruit growers are a different matter. When cherries are ripe for the harvest, they're already nearly bursting from internal pressure. The skin of the fruit gets thinner and thinner throughout the growth phase, and it stretches and tightens like a balloon being slowly filled with air. When it's ready to be picked, a cherry's skin is just a thousandth of a millimeter thick. If they're still on the tree after that, rainwater can cause the skin to split and the fruit bursts open dramatically, sometimes even exposing the pit. Fungus and bacteria quickly take up residence, and before long, the cherry is covered with a nasty mildew. To understand what's going on at the chemical level, we have to look at what's happening under the skin. When a cherry is ripe, the pulp of the fruit has a very high sugar content, and sugar attracts water. Maybe you've seen it before. If you sprinkle a little sugar onto a bowl of strawberries, the juice slowly leaks out of the fruit until the strawberries are swimming in it. And the phenomena, of course, works in the other direction as well. Because they're packed with the sweet stuff, cherries suck in water until they're fit to burst. The concentration gradient of the sugar causes the H2O molecules from the rainwater to be absorbed, and they cross the fruit's skin barrier. This doesn't let any of the sugar out, but it lets water in. The influx of water molecules causes the pressure to rise dramatically inside the cherry, and if the stress gets to be too much, the cherry simply splits open. This kind of unidirectional flow of molecules across a semi-permeable membrane has a special name. It's called osmosis. As you can see, rain isn't always good for plants. If the sweet cells inside a cherry bloat on water, they can eventually pop. Before something like that happens to my cherries, I'll provide a nice safe haven for them in my stomach. That's all for today. See you again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.